As we start, would you join me in a time of prayer? Let's pray. Our God, Father in heaven, we thank you for your invitation. You are inviting us into your divine and holy, sanctified place. This is a gift from you to us. Thank you. Now receive our acts of worship as we engage in your word. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, that we may see Jesus, hear Jesus, and encounter Jesus to your glory. Amen. We are in a series called Rooted, Growing Deeply in Christ. God's plan, his design for the abundance of life for you and for me is what? He wants us to be rooted, grounded in the person of Jesus Christ. And as we are rooted in him deeply like a strong oak tree, we are growing deeply in Christ. And we have addressed the following ways, or the actual habits and the disciplines and the joys of disciples of Jesus Christ. Scripture, prayer, community, generosity, and sent out. Scripture, to know Jesus personally. Prayer, to meet Jesus. Community, to belong with Jesus. Generosity, to show Jesus. And today, sent out, it means to go with Jesus. So let's receive the reading of God's word. It's coming to us from John 17. This is one of the longest prayers in the Bible. In fact, in my estimate, this is the longest prayer. Jesus, knowing that he will soon be crucified and put to death, he prays to Father in heaven for his disciples. And his prayer is for you and me as well. So hear the word of the Lord, John 17. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began." Verse 13. "I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Friends, here's the big idea, the theme and the goal. Jesus was sent out to save us. Now we are sent to save others. Jesus Christ, God the Son, was sent out for what purpose? To save us, to save you and me. And now, those of us who follow Jesus Christ, those of us who have received His grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, what do? Now we are sent out for the purpose of saving others. Jesus was sent out to save us. We are sent out to save others. The phrase sent out, or words like send, sending, sent, these were repeated numerous times in this short passage. And you have heard me say in the past, when there is a repetition in the Bible, pay attention, because that is the key theme and the big idea. And what's the big idea? Sent out. So let's parse this out. Jesus was sent out to save us. God the Son was sent out into the world for the purpose of saving you and me. Let's look at the following verses. Verse 3. Now this is eternal life, that they know you. This is Jesus' prayer to God the Father. The only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Once again, that key phrase. Verse 8. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. Again, the main theme. Verse 21. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. One more. The last verse. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. So that's the key idea, the big theme. Jesus was sent out from heaven into the world. He has entered into our world for the purpose of saving us. Question for you. What is God like? What are the attributes of God? What would you say? Would you say God is kind? Yes, He is. Would you say God is powerful? Oh, yes, He is. Would you say God is compassionate? Absolutely. Would you say God is sovereign? Yes. All these attributes describe who God is. But did you know one of the big attributes, one of the important things you must know about God is this idea? God is a sending God. It's one of His attributes. He did not remain in heaven, far away from our experiences, aloof from our sufferings. Instead, God the Father sent God the Son into the world to reveal Himself. You see, and this is one of the big doctrines in the Bible as to who God is. Not only does the Bible say God loves you, well, how do you know He loves you? Not only does the Bible say He accepts you, well, how do you know He accepts you? He has shown, He has proven all that. By how? By sending His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save us. This is how we know that God the Father loves us. This is how we know God the Father accepts us. This is how we know that God has a plan for us. How? Recognizing, believing, espousing, being shaped by this theology called God is a sending God. God the Father sent God the Son. Isaiah chapter 6. This is a place where God is speaking to, in the heavenly throne, to Isaiah, the prophet. And then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me. God had compassion upon the world. God cares for you. So He asked this question, whom shall I send? And who will go for us to save Victor, to save John, to save Mike, to save Joshua? And the prophet Isaiah replies, here am I, send me. Send me. Now, in the fullness of time, there is the ultimate Isaiah. It's Jesus Christ. This passage is really pointing a finger at Jesus. Jesus is the true Isaiah. He's the one who says, I will come, send me, God the Father, so that I may save all my friends. And that's you and me. Now, for what purpose? Well, let's unpack verse 2. This is Jesus' prayer. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. What is the eternal life? The Greek word for life there is Zoe. Now, the author, this is John, who wrote this gospel, he had two choices for choosing the word or describing the word life. The first Greek word is bios, from which we get the word biology, right? But the word that he used in Greek is Zoe. So what's the difference? The word bios refers to existence, like living things, creatures. But Zoe, which also means life, it is pertaining to the quality of life. We're not just existing. We're not just eating and breathing. We are living for a purpose. And what is the purpose? Jesus says, I pray that they may know you. This is eternal life, Zoe, the quality of life. The reason for our living and existing is not simply go through our daily routines, but to have eternal life. And what is that? As the Father knows the Son. As God the Father knows God the Son. As the God the Father and God the Son are one. As God the Father and God the Son share this joy. Jesus prays that you live in this quality of life. Do you know God the Father the way you should? Not just knowing intellectually, but personally, in a real way. Do you know what it feels? Do you know what it likes? Do you know what makes him sad? It's the experiential life relationship. Many of you who have grown up in the church, you may have left the church. Number one reason was God was not real to you. He was just an idea or a concept. Bunch of doctrines and do's and don'ts. What Jesus says is, have eternal life. Zoe, come to me and I can give you this all-surpassing, unfathomable, joy-filled, power-filled, purpose-filled life. In a word, rooted, growing in Christ. Don't you want this life? Jesus was sent to save us. And that is the reason. Second, now we are sent out to save others. Jesus was sent to save us. And now, when we come to Jesus, we are being sent out for the purpose of saving others. Let's look at verse 20. My prayer is not for them alone, the disciples. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Listen to this. Jesus is praying for the disciples, but he adds this prayer, which is so astounding. He says, my prayer is not for them alone, but for those who will believe in me, who will have the quality of Zoe life in me through their message. Question for you. What is Jesus' plan for saving the world? What is Jesus' strategy for saving your friends and your colleagues and your loved ones? What is Jesus' design for making a difference in this world? And the answer is, you. You are his strategy. You are his plan. You are his design to save others in your life. Jesus is not only inviting you, he is commanding you, he is empowering you in such a way we are being used by the Holy Spirit. He prays for you and me so that those people around us, they may come to believe in Jesus through our message. And this is an amazing, amazing adventure. Look at this. Verse 17. Jesus says, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified." Question. What does that word mean, to sanctify? It means holy. Sanctified, holy, same word, same idea. When you study the original language for the word sanctify, it means this: to set aside for a divine purpose. That's what the word means. Holy means God is setting you aside for a divine purpose, same as to sanctify. Jesus says, "I have sanctified myself. I have set me, myself, aside for a divine purpose." And what's the purpose? To save you and me. And now, I sanctify my followers. Jesus is sanctifying you and me. He's setting you and me, all of us, setting aside for a divine purpose. And what is the purpose? Through our message, through our endeavors, through our partnership with the Holy Spirit, Jesus may save others. And that's why we are being sanctified. That's why we are being sent out, excuse me. Verse 15, "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." Friends, Jesus says, "I'm not going to take you out of the world. I'm going to have you remain in the world." For what purpose? Because I'm sending you out. And through your message, through your prayer, others will come to believe in Jesus and have the eternal life. Friends, let me be very honest. One reason I am still living, one reason I have air in my lungs, one reason my heart still beats today, for the purpose of being sent out to save others, tell people about Jesus Christ. When my mission is done, that's when Jesus Christ will take me out of the world and he will bring me to heaven to be with him forever. Continue on. Verse 2. "For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." You might be feeling, I want to believe this. In fact, I do believe it because Jesus is saying it. I am being sent out to save others, but I'm lacking confidence. I'm lacking training. I am lacking accountability. Okay? Now, here's what Jesus says. "I am giving you authority. As God the Father has given full authority to God the Son, Jesus Christ is giving the same authority to you and me." Friends, think about this. You may be inexperienced. I get that. You may be unprepared. I get that. But before we cover all those grounds, the number one thing you got to recognize is Jesus saying to you, "I am giving you all authority in heaven and on earth." In a word, you're being deputized. You don't do this in your own power. No. You don't do this in your own confidence. No. You do it with the authority of Jesus Christ. When you have that conviction under your belt, you will get confident. You will be confident. And you will receive training. And you will indeed obey Jesus Christ. Verse 13, I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. Friends, when you engage in this being sent out by Jesus Christ, and through your message, they come to believe in Jesus and they are saved, there is so much joy. And that's what Jesus is describing. The joy that God the Father and God the Son had together for eternity, He is giving that joy to you and me. As we engage, as we partner with the risen Christ, and we are being sent out to save others. Now, so far, you are saying, I get it. I feel convicted. I feel inspired. But here's my reality. My obstacles. I live in a Christian bubble, no pun intended. You're living in a bubble, not because of COVID. You're living in a bubble because of your affinity. You might say, all my friends are Christian. I work in a Christian school. I go to Christian gatherings. You are living in a bubble. Okay? Or you might feel like, oh, if I share the message of Jesus Christ, I'm just concerned that my coworkers will find me, pushy, a bigot. And I don't want to jeopardize my relationships with them because I care about them. So you become reticent. You don't speak the words of Jesus. You don't share the message of Jesus Christ. Well, what would be Jesus' response? I would guess that he would say the following things. Child, just remember these things. As I was sent out to save you, now I am sending you out to save those people in your life. Because that's my design for the salvation of the world. Okay, so get that conviction. Two, just because you are living in a Christian bubble, do not assume that they are living in the quality of Zoe, the eternal life. Case in point, you're looking at it. I grew up in the church. I had Christian friends. My family was Christian, but I did not have eternal life until I went to college. That came much later. So don't assume, just because you live in a Christian bubble, that people in your bubble are experiencing the eternal life that Christ is offering to them. Let me read Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Let this inspire you and convict you at the same time. God says to you and me, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders, that is, non-believers. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Listen to this. Because you're being sent out, Jesus is empowering you. Hey, don't be passive. Be active. How? Be prepared. Be prepared when the Holy Spirit opens the door, when the Holy Spirit gives the opportunity. Jesus says, make most of every opportunity. Be wise. Be prepared. And do it in such a way that your conversation will be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone who asks, hey, what's the reason for the hope that you have in Christ? Meaning, you got to be able to tell your story. Why you believe in Christ. How your life is different because Jesus is living in you and you are living in Him. You also want to be prepared to tell Jesus' story. That God the Father sent God the Son to save you, to love you, to accept you. Application, just three things. Prayer, care, share. Say that with me. Prayer, care, share. Prayer. Start saying this prayer. Lord Jesus, break my heart for what breaks yours. You know why Christ came to save you? because his heart was broken for you. He said, I'm going to come and I'm going to save you. So start saying that prayer. Lord Jesus, increase my concern. I don't want to be lacking empathy. Okay? I want to care. I want to have compassion. Break my heart for what breaks yours. That's prayer, care. As Christ cares for you, show care to those people in your life. Simply love them as you love yourself. Meet their needs. Be concerned for their life. Be concerned for their experiences. Be concerned with what they're going through. As Christ has shown care to you, simply show care with deeds, but also with words. Prayer, break my heart for what breaks yours. Care, meet their needs, and share. Be able, prepare yourselves so that you may be able to share your story, how Christ took hold of you, how Christ is making a difference in your life, and be able to share Jesus' story, the gospel account. Prayer, care, share. Let me review. Again, Jesus was sent out to save us. Now we are sent out to save others. Let me share with you something that really inspired me. A couple of weeks ago, I received a text from one of Mosaikhausers, a young woman who came to our church by an invitation of somebody else. They simply said, come, join us. I could come and pick you up too. So this person came. And here's what she wrote to me in this text 2 weeks ago. Really inspiring, really powerful. Good morning. Just thought I would send you an appreciation message. I want to thank you and thank Mosaikhaus Church for all that you've done for me. I was reflecting back on life, and I can truly say that I am in a better place. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me the courage and the chance to have a voice. She gave a testimony, her story. After my baptism and telling my story, I felt like I was free from a part of me that held me back for so long. Before I was scared that if I told my story, people would just look at me in a different way and pity me. I was also so ashamed as to what happened to me in my life, so I just hid it. From the age of 14, I resented God and wanted nothing to do with Him ever again because of her suffering. It wasn't until I stepped foot into Mosaikhaus Church that all the love I had for God came rushing back. And I felt like I had a community. I had a family again. So thank you so much. Mosaikhaus Church, this is the reason for which we exist as the body of Christ. Because as Christ was sent to save you and me, save us, so we are being sent out to save others. Jesus Christ volunteered, let me go. Send me, God the Father. Let me die for Victor. Let me die for all these friends. Now we get to join Him. We are being sent out to save others. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Christ, we cannot thank you enough for what Christ has done. And we feel convicted and also inspired that we are being ushered, encouraged, challenged to tell our story, to tell Jesus' story, because we're being sent out. Give us courage. Give us tools. Help us to engage in prayer, care, and share. And I want to pray for the friends who are joining us in this place right now. Lord, you know who they are. Speak to them. Reach out to them. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.